Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar. Alhamdulillah, we come to the last segment, which is the question and answer session, inshallah, for the morning program. And alhamdulillah, we have Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib with us. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again to you. Mufti Sahib, the question here is it permissible to take a vitamin B12 injection in the month of Ramadan when one is fasting?
Bismillah alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fatwa is this, that all types of injections while you fasting will be permissible. That is on your arm or on the buttocks and so forth and so on. Yes, if it's injection direct in your stomach or so, that's a different issue. That's very rare. So we will speak about what is common. So yes, all that will be fine and acceptable. No problem. Your fast is valid, inshallah.
Okay, sir. Question being asked. When you are a musafir, do you have to read Taraweeh or are you exempted from Taraweeh?
When a person is a musafir, for example, all my trips, we went to South America and so forth and so on, Brazil and Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile and Bolivia, and where we landed up with Allah's mercy. So they just read 8 rakats. I'm not giving fatwa of 8 rakats. I'm telling you what used to happen. So I used to also read 8 rakats and then I used to go away. So the ulama asked why. So I said, no, the 12 rakats I'll read with my wife. And in that way, complete my own Quran Sharif. So a musafir does not have to read Taraweeh. So if you are a musafir and you have qada salat, then you can leave out your Taraweeh salat and rather focus and concentrate on your qada salat. And if you are a musafir and you don't have any qada, from the time you became baligh, mature till now, you're up to date with your salat, then we will say if you have the time, it's better that you read the salat. But many a time you're traveling by plane, by train, by boat, ship, and what have you. So then it's very difficult. So therefore, it is waived off for a musafir. If he reads, good. If he doesn't read, there's no sin upon him or her because he's musafir.
Can a mother use donor breast milk to feed her newborn baby due to the insufficient milk? One. But two, the donor milk is unknown whether it's from a Muslim or no non-Muslim. And number three, does this have any Islamic consequences?
Remember that this question, yeah, we need to understand the background a little bit. You see, today they have blood banks, okay? So people go and donate blood. So to donate blood and to have a blood bank and all these type of things, then they left this group and that group and that group. So that is fine. People need blood and so forth and so on. Till there, no problem. Then the kuffar, you must remember, now they got milk bank. So now the ladies who have excess milk and so forth, they go and donate there. So now what will happen is ABC, XYZ, Herkus, Wanakus, Kullum, and Habba, Wadamba. So every, you can't say Tom, Dick, and Harry, we will just say Mary. She goes there and then she gives them milk and so forth. But the Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23, the last ayat and the last verse of the fourth Jews. Now this lady, a Muslimah, she goes down to the milk bank and says that I need milk and so forth. I have a baby, he's 1 month old, 2 months old, what have you. And she takes that milk from there and so forth. So that's the first question. Is that permissible for a Muslimah to take milk from there for her own baby? Not permissible. Because first and foremost, you don't know that whose milk it is. Now imagine you took milk from there. So thousands of them, all that milk is mixed and so forth, right? So now their sons who cannot marry your daughter. Their daughters cannot marry your son. But now the consequences and ramifications of that is you don't know who's who in the zoo. So you see what problems you're creating there. Maybe one day that daughter, son of yours will marry the milk brother, foster sister in future. So therefore, that is not acceptable. Third one, What you raised also, Mohana Salim Karim, Jazakallah Khair, and Jazakallah to the person who sent the question, that many a time you must remember this milk will come from a non-Muslim and so forth. Will it have an impact? Obviously it will have an impact and so forth and so on. So therefore in Islam, we will say blood banks are permissible. You can give blood, you can receive blood from Muslim, non-Muslim, if and when the need arises. But to have a milk bank in Islam, definitely not permissible. For the very reasons I have mentioned now. You, my sister, you did so already. You gave your ma'asum son, daughter already. So every day read 2 rakat salat and ask Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness. The last verse of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286. And maybe you didn't even know about it. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'ana. Oh Allah Jalla wa'ala, do not take us to task and punish us for the actions, the speech we did, we said, and so forth, either forgetfully or inadvertently. So daily read 2 rakat salat. Allah is ghaffar, Allah is ghafoor. Inshallah, Allah will forgive us.
Of Kitab, on the same token, you have a sperm bank where couples are barren and they go to the sperm bank to get fertilized. What is the Sharia's ruling in this matter?
Totally haram, is akin to adultery, that somebody else's sperm entering your wife's private part and so forth. So that is very similar to adultery. So people who are be sharam, be ghairat, be iman, once and say that they will do this type of things. Chapter 42, verse 49, verse 50, Almighty Allah addresses this issue and says, Allah Ta'ala give them yahabu limay yashau inatha. Allah give them daughters only. In Heidelberg, my neighbors were Timors and Babas. They only had daughters. One had 5, one had 2, no sons. Oh, Allah gives sons and sons. Where I'm married, there are 10 sons. Then they went for Hajj in 55. My father-in-law, mother-in-law, they cried to Allah. Then Allah blessed them with their one daughter. And said, I'm married to her as a goalkeeper, you see. That 11 came. So the point I'm making is that. So sometimes Allah gives daughters only. Allah gives sons only. Oh, you so wujuhum the Quran wa inasa. Allah gives sons and daughters, myself. So we are 3, some brothers and 2 sisters. There's different thing. My 2 brothers passed away, parents passed away. So that is Allah's fadl. Wa yaj'alu may yasha wa aqima. Chapter 42, verse 50. Allah leaves barren whoever he wants. Here's example. I'm married so many years and no children. Ridha bil qada. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, no children. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, no children. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, no children. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, nawwarallahu marqadahu, no children. Hazrat Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi, no children. So like that, many great people also. Now you go and take from the sperm bank and enter. It's like zina that. You must remember, it's like adultery that. Absolutely haram and so forth, you must remember. Both husband and wife, you should hang your heads in shame. You must remember that. Make tawbah for the remainder of your life for committing such a crime which is akin to adultery. It's some foreign agent that entered into you in your private part, sister, and you don't know whose sperm it is. Some harami, some non-Muslims it is, some Muslims it is, some one shaitan it is, filled with drugs and so forth. What do you think of all these things here? وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Therefore, Shafi is Malik is humble is there. Fatwa is this, that once a lady conceives and she gets pregnant, then even if they get married, irrespective of the duration, whether she gives birth after 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, the child is haram and the lineage will go to the mother in all cases. Because nasab, the lineage, is mawqi'ul imtinan, is a great, great bounty of Almighty Allah. Now, yeah, what you going to do? You're going to make the nasab too. You must remember the haram bank. So you must remember that. So Islamically, we will say the lineage will go to you, the father, but you, the father and the mother, both of you are guilty of a major, major sin. Al-waladu lil-firash will be the dalil for that.
Oftisab, I would like to know if I can give my helper zakat from Malawi and Muslim. Also, we send zakat for her family in Malawi.
So how much are you paying her? That's the big question, because she come from Malawi. Maybe her papers and documentation are not in order. You overwork her, you underpay her. And, you know, normally our people do this type of things. We don't say everybody, but many people, we know that. That one Arab brother came to South Africa. He said, this is one country I see they're practicing on the Sunnah. So I asked him, which Sunnah, ya Sheikh? He said, every masjid I went to, I saw Bilal, Bilal, Bilal. So I laughed, you understood. He meant everywhere I went, I saw a muazzin, an African muazzin. So he called every one of them Bilal, Bilal, Bilal. He said, Junubi Africa is making Ihya Sunnah. They're reviving the Sunnah. So I told him, Sheikh, you don't understand the real politic. They employ this type of muazzin because half the time their documentation is not right, and they get away with cheap labor, you see. So you, sister, if you're paying peanuts to your domestic there, whether she comes from Malawi, Zimbabwe, Zambia, or Hammans Kraal, and now you must increase the wages. That's first thing. Second one is this, but she got so many children and so forth and what have you. So if you want to give her zakat, you can give her zakat, but remember, not in lieu of labor and services rendered. That must be separate. You must tell her this is your wages. Then next day you give her, tell her this is a gift, this is bonus, but in your heart you make intention of zakat. And you are sending zakat for a family day in Blantyre, Limbi, and Lilongwe, Malawi. Very good. Keep on doing that. Inshallah, Allah will reward you. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Chapter number 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39. When you pay zakat, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Then Almighty Allah will reward you manyfold, many times, multiple times, fi dunya wal akhirah. So pay, and see the ecstasy, the delight and elation you will have. That al yadul ulya khayru min al yadi sufla. That the hand that gives is much better than the hand that receives. So give with two hands, not like you just go and insult the person. This is adab of Islam. I saw one youngster now in the masjid. I like him a lot. So you must remember, he always runs to meet me. So I had 10 rand in my pocket. So you see, I give hadith, you see, after Fajr. So before I mention the hadith, he's looking at me. So I had 10 rand, I say, take for you. This is gift for you for Jummah. You see, you're fasting also. He was over the moon, you see. So like that, we just do one small good deed. But Allah, that can be means of our najat, straight to Jannah. Ittaqin nar, walau bi shikri atamra. So half a date, quarter date we give out, that can make us go straight to Jannah. Remember these things, Yaji.
If I'm not married to a woman, and she has a child, and the child is about to be born, can I name the child a Muslim name? And the woman, can she change her religion from Christianity to Islam?
First and foremost, if that lady was a non-Muslim and you want to marry her, so you must make her a Muslim. Otherwise, you can't marry her. So you must remember that. Quran Kareem is very clear on this, chapter 2, verse 2 to 1. وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. And you cannot marry a Mushrika, a Hindu lady, a Buddhist lady, the idol worshippers, until they embrace Iman and Islam. And if you say, what about Kitabiya, a Jewess or Christian, in the chapter 5, verse 5, so even them you can't marry. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, passed away 1-2 years ago, and rightful age of 95, 96. When I was in Aqsa many years ago, I bought this kitab there from the bookshop right next to Aqsa, Al-Fatawa. So you must remember of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah. So that is his best fatwa that he issued. So to marry a Jewish Christian, he wrote there, La yajuz li adami tawafuri shurut. The conditions are not fulfilled and so forth and so on. So therefore, our fatwa is that Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah wrote in Jawahir ul-Fiqh and in Ma'arif ul-Quran, so this day, this age, to marry a Jewish Christian lady, not permissible, until, unless they embrace Islam. Now she is pregnant and so forth. So that pregnant, you must remember, is a haram child. So you must remember who's the father, all these type of things. So if it's haram child, then the lineage will go to her. And if she's in marriage with somebody, then he must divorce her. And after that iddat, and after she embraced Islam, there'll be iddat and lot of stories and so forth. Then only can you marry her. So there are many issues there that you should address.
Mufti Sahib, does breastfeeding break the fast of a woman?
No, breastfeeding does not break the fast. But what normally happens is that the ulama say, al-hamilu wal-murdi'u, a lady who is hamila and pregnant, or murdi'ah. So remember breastfeeding, they are given concession not to fast. Why? Because you must remember the lady pregnant is difficult sometimes. Either her life is in the risk, or either the fetus, unborn baby, there are problems. So yeah, the lady needs the food to produce the milk and enough supply for her baby and so forth. But the act of breastfeeding itself will not nullify, will not break the fast. You are breastfeeding and you got enough supply, enough milk, and now you continue fasting. Your fast is totally valid, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to fast on a Friday or Saturday only?
Yes, you must remember our fatwa is that we're speaking of, besides Ramadan, during the other 11 months, a person fasts on Friday only or Saturday only. So is it permissible? Yes, permissible. But remember, there are certain ahadith that prohibit fasting on Friday only. You're giving it so much virtue from your own side. So best is you fast on Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday. Or if you fast Saturday only, then it's Mushabiyat bil Yahud. You are imitating the Jews to a certain extent. Today, where the Jutlas fast? 90%, 80% of them are not even Jews. They are secular Jews. They hate Judaism. And then the Orthodox Jews are 5, 10, 15, 20% maximum. So some of them might be fasting. So nevertheless, you're imitating the Jutlas and the Jews and so. So it's makruh tanzihi. It's not something haram or something. So in a case like that, if you fast on Friday only, you fast on Saturday only, so it will be permissible. That is the fatwa.
Mufti Sahib, can zakat funds be used to purchase a stove for a deserving family?
Remember, whatever you purchase must be halal. And thereafter, you purchase clothes, you purchase food, you purchase stove, fridge, carpets, whatever, furniture, then you must give it to them. That person who is a recipient, they are Muslims, they are poor, they are in dire straits, you make them leak, you make them the owner without any conditions. So then it will be permissible and acceptable. No conditions attached, then it is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, yesterday my husband went to the Jamiat and paid his and my fitra, but he only told me after he paid it and returned home. Is my fitra discharged or do I have to pay it again?
So no, you have to pay it again. So now he went to the Jamiat there, KZN, or wherever, we don't know, we're just assuming because you're from Durban, it seems. And now he took the 60 rand, 70 rand, 80 rand, whatever, and then he went to give it to them. But he didn't inform you, nothing of that sort, you're not aware of it. So it will go as nafil charity. So you just pay another 35 rand, Ben. If you want 35 rand, I'll give you. So you must remember that. It won't be kiamat, you know. And then you pay it from your own money. Allah Jalla Wala will reward you. Quickly, Maulana, we got time. When I came here to Lens from Newcastle 2001, it was 2002 or 2003. So my neighbor here, at that time, Rashid Bhai Bubulia, we were neighbors for 15 years. Now he's in Johannesburg. Kala passed away on a Friday, a certain time. Allah grant Kala Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Anyway, so I was in the masjid. I always remember this incident. And especially after seeing the Mias farm, you understand, they are fitra. So that time, the Jamiat here, Transvaal, they wrote, I don't remember the exact amount, they wrote fitra 15 rand, for example. And Mias Farm wrote there 29 rand. Mias Farm will always write something like a funny number, you see. Like now 82 rand, you see. So this Baji, he met me. I was looking at the board at the notices. So in Gujarati, you say, I uche what you molvis. Jo, I etlu che ne, I etlu che. So I had to cool him down with my broken Gujarati, you see, Maulana. So I said, Baji, emni male. So I said, who che I? I said, you see, I mas farm che. I text Hatu che. And I jamiet no che. I text me and Vagar che. So the top one got text included. Therefore, we pay so much. If you want to pay that 29 rand, 30 rand, whatever they had. And the jamiet one is no tax business. So he said, M che. That's a fairy tale story I gave him, you understood? But just to keep him quiet, he was making such a racket in the masjid. So it's like that sometimes you have to explain to people. Why? One is non-tax and one is what tax, you see. So mashallah, if you've got the money, just pay it and get done. فَمَنْ تَتَوَّ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Like me, I will pay the miasfam one. You understood? Why? Because we got the means, so just pay that. But I won't tell you to pay that. I will tell you, you pay 35 rand, you see. So just pay, finish, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, what is the virtue of reciting Surah Yasin and Surah Waqia?
Remember, regarding Surah Yasin, quickly I give you 5 ahadis, quick. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith number 1, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Tahajjud time, sehri time, fajr time, before fajr, after fajr, you read Surah Yasin. Then the needs of that person are fulfilled. Rawahu Darmi. Imam Darmi is the ustad of Imam Bukhari. He is buried in Uzbekistan. Man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah ghufira lahu. Imam Malik mentions this hadith that whosoever reads Surah Yasin at night after Maghrib, after Isha, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then his sins are forgiven. Imam Malik has mentioned in Muwatta Malik. You have lost your father, mother, brother, sister, wife, children, whoever. So read Surah Yasin. Maqil bin Yasar is the Rawi, the reporter. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. The same hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Read Surah Yasin once and make intention for million, billion, trillion, zillion people. Ya Allah, all the people who passed away from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right to Habibuna, or Shafi'una, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam's time, with Iman and Islam, and the Ummat-e-Muhammadiyah, whoever passed away, Ya Allah, I'm reading the Surah Yasin for them, to practice on this hadith. Everyone gets the reward. You can make intention for the dead and deceased. You can make intention for those who are alive. You can make intention for those still to come. My sister, you are pregnant. You opening the account for your son, daughter still to be born in Ramadan. Insha'Allah. So remember that you open with Surah Yasin, totally permissible. To read Quran Kareem for the deceased, Aimma Arba, also permissible. Salafis, they are dhal mudwil, they're Muslim, but little bit crooked they are. They say you can't read Quran for the deceased. So that's number 3. Number 4, that inna li kulli shay'in qalba wa qalbul Quran Surah Yasin. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You see, everyone, I'm giving you a reference. So you must remember, there is a nucleus and a heart for everything, and the heart nucleus for Quran Sharif is Surah Yasin, Hadith Tirmidhi. And the hadith goes on, you read one time Surah Yasin. I read it today. That's when, before I had my suhoor, and I thought of this ahadith, you see, that so Allah will fulfill our needs. So if you read Surah Yasin once, Hadith in Tirmidhi, you receive the reward of reciting the entire Quran Sharif 5 times. Al Hadith Al Khamis, the 5th Hadith. The Hadith in Musnad al Bazar. Lawadidtu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my heart's desire that every one of you, you should by a heart Surah Yasin. Come on, O listeners of Ansar. Come on, you listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Male, female, adult, child. Say say I'm going to make Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very happy that I'm going to buy a heart before each day the entire Surah Yasin. Another hadith with the same words, I'm going to buy a heart the entire Surah Mulk, and before each day, and the hadith for Surah Mulk is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, 83 verses, Surah Mulk, chapter 67, 30 ayats and so forth. So come on, we can do it. So where there's a world, there's a way. So mashallah, five ahadith for you. Surah Waqia, man qara'a suratul Waqia fi layl or fi laylatin, then lam tusibhu faqa. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, famous hadith, is to teach his daughters and so forth. It's not you must read after Maghrib or after any time at night you read. Allah, but don't make things difficult, you know. That's what I can't understand. You must read this time. Just read any time you want to. After Maghrib, after Isha, Tahajjud time, is all flexible issues. InshaAllah, Allah will protect you from poverty and so forth. Go read Fazail al-Quran of Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykh al-Hadith Nawwar Allah barakatahu. You will find all these ahadiths there, inshallah.
So we take the last question. A person heard the azan on radio and made iftar and then realized it was not iftar time. Is the fast valid?
It happened in Azadwal, so they sent out an apology on the first day. So there at the Khanka or wherever, so I saw it myself and so forth. Then I sent it to one person who's got very close contact with Azadwal Madrasa. I said, somebody is making shararat, is my masjid making this, or is this authentic? So he found out and came back. He said, authentic. First day, South Africa, fast Sunday. So somebody pressed the siren before time. You must remember that. And then some people, obviously, they must have made iftar and so forth. So the Madrasa Darul Uloom apologized and so forth and said, there's no sin upon you, but qadha is compulsory. So who told you that? I don't know which radio you were listening to you, but remember that you can't just rely on the radio. So you must wait for the adhan. Wait for the adhan and then you make your iftar. So nevertheless, you did so by mistake, so there won't be sin upon you, but one qadha will be compulsory. And remember, never rely on the radio for iftar or for suhoor, does that. Therefore, we put the disclaimer, you must follow the adhan of your own locality and so forth. You know, you worldwide. So now is internet. Internet goes the whole world. So remember, today the world is a global village. So in cases like that, you must be circumspect and careful. End of the day, this is the message I leave you with. Do your duty with beauty. That is what Islam is teaching us. So inshallah, Jummah today, that the khutbah will start at 11:30, Makkah, Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juwani. I'm sure 99% he'll take the king's name and MBS name, and then he'll get a nice Eid present. Then inshallah, 12:15, that we will finish up with the dua and so forth. 12:20, we will start the lecture in Masjid Abu Bakr Siddiq, there in Mackenzie Park, Benoni. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Inshallah, inshallah. Make dua for the sinner and the ummah. Barakallahu feek to you, Muhammad Salim Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.